K-12 public education is one of the few areas in Doyle's narrowly balanced no-tax budget that's getting more money. An additional $100 million could come local school districts' way. However, that's not the two-thirds the state usually provides. Rice Lake School Board President Ray Van Gilder understands the state's large deficit means cutbacks for everyone and says the governor's trying. But as a school official who may have to come up with extra money for possible teacher pay increases, he's worried. Van Gilder says if the legislature goes along with the governor and repeals teacher salary limits, there could be financial strain. That's because districts would still be prevented from raising taxes above a certain amount.
The only thing we can do is lay more people off, drop some courses. We have to do cuts unless we can go to the public and do a referendum for some ongoing money, and those don't go over very well in most districts.
Governor Doyle says it's unfair that teachers are the only public labor group that has its pay and benefits limited to 3.8%. Doyle defended his decision to allow for more teacher pay while preventing most school districts from raising more money to give the raises.
School districts can make their own choices then on whether in some districts they may think teacher salaries are more important than some other things that they have to do. I've also said that, you know, this is in this budget I have tried to stop the bleeding. I've tried to protect public education, but that we have to move on to the second level, which is a major reform of the way we finance public education. I think everybody recognizes we need to do it.
There are several school finance proposals which aim to level out differences between rich and poor school districts. Some plans rely on sales tax money instead of the property tax. A task force is also looking at the issue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.